made, had approved the protection from fire program budget as presented by LFO with an additional note, budget narrative to reflect Representative Lowe's encouragement, direction to encourage the department to work with Department Corrections to increase the bed capacity at South Fork. The committee approved LFO's recommendation on the state forest management program, excluding the budget note regarding recreation. And we've previously gone over the remaining sectors of the budget, which are, include forestry assistance, forest practices, agency administration, the nursery, equipment pool, capital improvement, and capital construction.
Madam Chair.
Representative Lowe.
Thank you. I've had some dialogue with our good director about the budget narrative that I asked for, and have come to understand that although increasing the bed capacity at South Fork is a wonderful thing, and really what I truly would like to see happen, it might be of more use in the state to make that budget note somewhat wider. And so we might want to simply add at South Fork and other, I don't know how we'd say this, other facilities that work with the forestry department.
Which budget note are we, oh, the same one that you were proposing before, just to widen it out a little bit?
Correct.
Yeah, that would work.
And I would make that, I would move that we do that.
We have a motion to amend the budget statement. What is this thing we're doing here?
The narrative.
Note in the budget report. And Mr. Rocco, could you tell the committee what the addition is?
Madam Chair, the motion is to change the note to say that the department's encouraged to work with the Department of Corrections to increase bed capacity at South Fork and other facilities.
Or I guess what I'm really trying to do is to increase not only the bed capacity, but the participation by qualified and eligible inmates in the forestry program generally. Is that better, Jim?
Yes.
Would you amend your motion to reflect that?
I am in my motion to reflect that.
Thank you.
Whatever I said.
Senator Dukes.
Hi there. As the person who represents South Fork, I was okay with at least the first two-thirds of that. You need to understand that statutorily in 1987 we put some language in that restricts who can be at South Fork.
No.
And that needs to, I just want to make sure everybody understands that's still intact, because South Fork is so minimum security that the guards don't carry guns. And so while you would think these people would rather be in a forest camp than they would be back in prison, they regularly leave and just sort of walk out the door and into the local communities. And occasionally they do things you would prefer they didn't do in your local community. And so increasing the numbers, I think I'm okay with that, but I would like some assurance that we're going to have some type of increased monitoring to go with the increased inmate population. So, because we'd worked it down by getting that the types of people changed that could be out there, we had reduced the number of people who did, we had a murder down there and some other interesting things. I mean, imagine just going home and finding they've walked in. And the prosecution for those kinds of things ends up being covered by the Tillamook County Sheriff's Department, the Tillamook County DA. They get, sheriff gets to go look for him, DA gets to prosecute him, and so it becomes more expensive. So I just like to believe that there is something in here that, I mean, if we're going to put more of them out there, it's a good program and they can benefit from it, but I'd like to know that we're going to have sort of a little security addition in there too, so that we don't increase the numbers of runaways.
Thank you, Senator. May I respond?
And Mr. Brown, did you wish to comment on this?
If I might, Madam Chair, perhaps to Senator Duke's point, my recommendation to Representative Lowe was to broaden the statement, because I think if the interest is increased usage of inmates in and the conversation earlier centered around fire control activities, you don't, I don't think you would necessarily have to increase bed space.
That's right.
I mean, it's possible that you might have qualified people out here at OCI or some of the other facilities that we could train and have available when you get into an emergency situation without necessarily having to increase bed space at some of these facilities. So my suggestion to Representative Lowe earlier was to try to broaden the narrative to reflect we would coordinate with corrections to figure out how we might increase usage, not necessarily bed space, for some of our activities, specifically fire control, which means we'd have to get into training.
And you're speaking more system-wide than directed at one facility?
Correct, yeah.
There's costs involved in that. You're going to have to train or hire more managers and train them. I mean, their work group.
Yeah, we'd have to negotiate that sort of thing out with corrections. I think the way the budget noted was, or narrative was worded, was for us to explore that with corrections. So.
Yeah, and if I could respond, Senator, I'm fully cognizant of the need for security and that sort of thing. But you may not be aware that there's 120 beds, right, at South Fork, something like that. And there's 126 people on the waiting list, and some of them have been there for 2 years. And that's why I said eligible people, people suitable for that within the existing criteria. It's a marvelous program, and I just want, I think that it is of use for the whole state to have an opportunity for people to rehabilitate themselves and to pay back society if they wish to do so, and if they have the skill set to do so. And to the extent that we could do that and put some of these people to work in a productive way that doesn't compete against jobs and that sort of thing helps us. It's a good thing, win-win, I think. So that's why I asked that this budget note be put in and that the exploration be made with corrections. And I hope that's okay with you.
And could we throw in something where you're going to talk with the local elected officials as well? Great. That would be nice to bring the county folks into it.
I think that's a friendly amendment. I'm happy with that.
Mr. Rocco, there our committee, we have a motion to amend the note in the budget report. Mr. Rocco, could you give the committee the language that you're working on there so that we know what we're amending?
Madam Chair, the note, the budget narrative language would reflect encouraging the Department of Forestry to coordinate with Department of Corrections and local elected officials for increased usage of inmates for department activities, including emergency fire suppression, with the proper supervision and oversight.
Perhaps we should insert the word voluntary for increased use of inmates who volunteer, qualified inmates who volunteer.
These guys all volunteer, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
they have to apply.
Because
we don't want to send somebody reluctant out into the woods to.
We have a detailed discussion of a motion on the table, so I'm just going to ask if there's any objection to including this note in the budget report. And without objection, the note is adopted. What I'd like to do now then is to move to the forestry assistance part of the budget, which we have already gone through in detail, and ask if there's any objection to the adoption of Legislative Fiscal's recommendations for the forestry assistance program.
Madam Chair.
Representative Page.
That's a general question. Would you mind polling the committee to see if we can vote the budget in block?
Do you have anything? We need to deal with that one additional note that we didn't want to put in as a budget note, but we wanted to put in as a narrative note.
Madam Chair, I think that there were two budget notes that were, one was regarding smoke management,
uh-huh.
and one was regarding additional federal funds from the for fire suppression activities that were the committee and the department agreed could be included as in the budget narrative to give the direction to go to the e-board and not as budget notes.
And my question, Mr. Rocco, is a motion required to accomplish that?
No, Madam Chair. In fact, if Representative Hayden's idea of moving all of the remaining packages would be something the committee could do if they so choose.
Is there objection to moving the balance of the budget as a package? Hearing no objections, did you want to step us through the amendments to the bill?
Madam Chair, with accepting those recommended changes on page 12 of the memo are the appropriation bill amendments that would need to be made. And those are listing the general fund amounts in Section A that would have to be changed in Senate Bill 5519, which you have in front of you. The other funds changes are listed in Item B, and federal funds in C. Item D would add the special purpose appropriation to the emergency board as a new section to the bill, and that language would be inserted to provide $800,000 to the emergency board as a special purpose appropriation. And the budget note language would give the authority to the department to use that and then in emergency situation and then report to the emergency board on that. And then item E is a new section, and this would provide the department with supplemental limitation for the 1999-01 biennium for the $7.2 million of federal fire funds that they are spending as other funds that was discussed in the Protection from Fire program. And then there are the deletion of lines 2 and 3 on page 2 are related to moving the nursery and equipment pool into limited status. And then there are some other small minor changes to section numbers.
Are there questions or comments on the amendments to the bill? Representative Hansen.
Madam Chair, I would move the LFO recommended changes to the appropriation bill.
We have a motion to move the LFO recommended amendments into Senate Bill 5519. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Madam Chair, I move the bill as amended to full Ways and Means with due pass recommendation.
We have a motion to move the bill to full with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. I will carry the bill in the full committee and on the House floor. And Senator Ferrioli, would you do the honors in the Senate?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mr. Rocco, could you update us on our schedule changes?
Madam Chair, we're intending to start a work session tomorrow morning at 8:30. On the Department of Environmental Quality, and we're intending to have a Saturday meeting, time to be announced, but I believe it'll be 9:30 Saturday morning to, in case there's a need to carry over the Department of Environmental Quality budget. Also, there will be a public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 50, which is a bill that would provide direction to move the headquarters of the Department of Fish and Wildlife to Salem, and there may be some additional bills added to that list, and we will give you a notification of those bills as soon as possible.
Questions?
Nothing Sunday?
I'm sorry?
Nothing Sunday?
Madam Chair, Representative Lowe, I do not believe we're having a meeting on Sunday. We would meet again on Monday to do the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board budget. And we're anticipating being able to start the Department of Fish and Wildlife on Tuesday. but that is not for certain at this time.
Madam Chair, how long would our meeting run tomorrow? It starts at 8:30.
We have floor session there. We have a possibility of a full Ways and Means Committee at 11, but it hasn't yet been scheduled. And the floor session is scheduled at 11:30, but I anticipate that we'll keep working through the budget until noon. And then if we need to, we will reserve the right to come back at 1:30.
Madam Chair, were you asking about Saturday, Representative?
No, I'm asking about tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow we're going to start at 8:30 and run till noon, correct?
Yes, and then we'll figure out what to
and
do
then possibly
depending on
an afternoon.
How far we get into the budget. Mr. Brown wished to make a comment.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to thank you and the committee for the thoughtful consideration of our budget. From our standpoint, it's been a pleasure working with you.
Maybe it's something to give
I'd like to particularly thank Mr. Rocco. As you could tell by the report that you got from him, there was a lot of nitty-gritty that had to get worked out. And from our perspective, he really did an excellent job of helping us work our way through the issues over there. So just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. I have found the department to be most professional as we've worked our way through these issues. And having no further business before the committee, this meeting is adjourned.